You know you love us.
Welcome back to another episode of You Know You Love Us. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Hannah.
Welcome.
Today we're coming at y'all with a Coffee and Kiki episode because we did pre-record a little bit ago. So it's been a minute and we thought, how fun would it be to just catch up all of us squirrel friends together and just do a little wellness check. It's almost July.
Hannah, it's going to be July in like days, minutes.
What the fuck?
Can I tell you? Okay. This might be a really unpopular opinion.
Say it.
But the 4th of July is my least favorite holiday of all holidays.
I actually think that's a very popular opinion, especially given the state of our country at this point.
Fair. Okay. Okay. I don't know. I know so many people who ride so hard for the 4th. Yeah. I get the food barbecue element, but I hate fireworks, like unless they're at Disney from a very far distance.
Yes. And from like a professional, not just like a slack-jawed yokel who like stopped in Wisconsin to get some like, you know, Roman candles and just set them off in their backyard.
Did you ever go in Chicago to Winnemac Park where you can just fucking set off fireworks and hope you don't die?
Never. I didn't even know that was allowed in Winnemac Park.
Yeah, that's what everyone does. And it's so frightening. And I actually know someone who lost their left eye because they got shot in the face with a firework.
Shut up. Were they partaking in the lighting of the fireworks or were they just there?
They were there.
I'd be so fucking mad. And also, that's why I wouldn't go.
Exactly. I'm like, you're going to let any rando shoot off flaming items to set things ablaze? No. I hate it living in a city because people just shoot them off in alleys. Yeah.
And the dogs. I worry about the dogs.
Oh, I hate it. My cat hates it. Who knows if Beatrice will hate it? She probably will. She hates loud sounds.
So. Oh, baby.
We'll see. TBD.
I know, Monty gets scared too. Like,
he does.
Yeah, sorry. You're going to make a cute what?
Oh, I'm going to make a cute meal. It'll be cute.
What are you going to make? Are you going to make like a vegan hot dog?
Yeah, vegan brats and the stellar Grossi Pelosi. Is that how you say that? My friend Caitlin, friend of the pod, sent me this recipe and it looks amazing. It's like corn, avocado, heirloom tomatoes, cucumber. It's like everything you like in a summer salad. I'll send you the rest.
Please do that.
It'll be cute.
It's delicious. Yeah.
Do you have any plans?
Yes. We are going to a friend's party on the west side early in the day. And then we're going to meet up with Jake's sister in the evening. And I'm someone who, I'm not a 4th of July stan by any stretch of the imagination. But because of the nostalgia, Jake does quite enjoy it. So, you know, I'm just riding that 4th of July roller coaster with my man for the day. And then we'll probably honestly, like, you know, if I'm being truly honest, be home by like 6. And I just want to make sure that Monty feels okay because he gets stressed. He's an anxious boy and he gets the runs.
I would love for us to talk about, wait, should we do hacks? Should we do our hot girl summer hacks?
What yes. do you think? So, listeners, we discussed this, like Tyler and I both, you know, have sort of a contentious relationship with summer, like as a season, like it's no fall. Okay. And every year I'm like, this is going to be the year where I love it. And it always just sort of comes and goes. And I feel like I didn't do it right. And there's all this pressure to like look your hottest and have fun all the time, which is why I don't like it. So Tyler and I were like, let's tell the listeners our hot girl hacks, things that are making us feel better during this season that we're perhaps not the most fond of.
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
You go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Number one, a trench coat. Having a trench coat has changed my life. And yes, I wear it when it's too warm outside because then I go inside and I'm freezing. So I'm constantly carrying this trench. It makes me feel chic. I famously do not like wearing shorts, love wearing jeans at all times. And it just like elevates everything. It makes me feel like a detective. And so we love to see that. I would say the trench. Oh, God. Several other things, not to mention really embracing Crocs and socks.
Yes.
I love that Crocs are popular because then I don't have to wear sandals, or I wear socks with my Croc sandals. I think, this is it. Fully embracing the fact that my style does not necessarily lend itself to summer. So like I found pants that are flowy. I love that wide leg flowy pants are in. I finally know where to hit them or where to have them hemmed so that they don't make me look like a 5-year-old trying on their mother's clothes. And so basically I'm wearing a fall wardrobe that is I'm just forcing into the summer, or a more airy version of my fall wardrobe. And that's made me enjoy summer more because then I can sit on my little porch, which I gave a little update to, which is VB cute. Gave it a zhuzh. I might sit out there. I probably won't, but I can pretend.
I love that. Main character energy. I am with you. I think like summer clothes are a source of stress for a lot of people. And like, I'm just going to speak to women because I'm a woman. A lot of women out there are like stressed out by summer wardrobe because it's like, yeah, if you're not, you know, Hailey Bieber, you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to wear? And, you know, right now, like I see all these cute little Y2K tops and I have big boobs and I can't, you know, I don't feel like I can pull them off the same way someone with smaller boobs would. And I'm like, what the fuck do I wear? So it's so true. Like adapting your natural taste to just like lighter fabrics is a great way to still feel hot during the summer.
Yeah. Thank you. Sorry. I gave 7 answers, but
I love that. Are you kidding? Mine would be trying. Okay, so I've been elevating my breakfast game lately, which has been very exciting because I require 3 square meals a day and perhaps a snack or two. I'm a very food driven person. And I was like, look, life's too short to eat meals that you don't enjoy. So I have been stepping up my breakfast game by planning like farmers market visits to get good sourdough bread. I'm not sure if I've gone on this tangent on the podcast yet, but if I have, I'm going to repeat it because I think it's important. As someone who was raised as a proud millennial raised in the 90s and the early 2000s, I grew up on toxic almond mom culture that said that if you don't eat wheat bread, you are an unhealthy piece of shit. Okay. And recently I had this unlock in my brain because I was like, okay, European people don't survive on wheat bread. Okay. They eat whatever fucking bread they want and they're hot as fuck. Why? Because their bread is freshly made and it doesn't have preservatives in it. So their body can metabolize it normally and they can enjoy a baguette with some pure cheese and meat. And like their body's like, I recognize what this is and I'm going to digest it as such. So I thought, why would I keep eating store-bought wheat bread with a bunch of preservatives in it if I could just go to the farmer's market and get a delicious loaf of sourdough and enjoy the shit out of it?
Yes.
So that's what I'm doing. So my current hyperfixation breakfast is I'll have sourdough and I'll put a little bit of butter and Maldon salt on it. And then I'll put a little sliced Campari tomato, parsley, the everything but the bagel seasoning from Trader Joe's, crushed black pepper, a drizzle of like nice farmer's market olive oil, and then a jammy egg. Oh, I'm salivating just
that
thinking about it.
It sounds perfect. It sounds perfect.
And it makes me feel like a little French lady.
It's so chic. You posted it to your stories and I loved what you said about eating the bread you want. Couldn't be more true. 10 out of 10.
You know, just eat. I'm like, look, and I understand there's like a level of privilege that comes with that because it's like, yeah, just go to your local farmer's market and spend $14 on a loaf of bread. I understand that's kind of ridiculous, okay? And not the case for everybody, depending on where you live or your financial restraints, whatever. I'm just someone who like, I can't afford to go out to eat all the time anymore. I'm not working my old job anymore. My financial situation has changed. So I'm like, I would rather just invest in like one ingredient that I think is really great, like bread. And then I get excited to make meals at home with it because it's going to taste really good. And I feel healthy eating it. Okay, another hot girl hack. Kind of in keeping with what you were saying about your summer wardrobe, I've been, and I know I've brought her up before, Allison Bornstein, my style queen. Follow her on social media. She's taught me everything. But I'm having like a summer style renaissance as well, where I've identified my three words using Allison Bornstein's three-word method. And those three words are classic, oversized, whimsical.
So good.
Thank you. Because I was like, who are my style icons? You have like Kaia Gerber, Tracee Ellis Ross, Mary-Kate Olsen. I would say those are like my holy trinity. And I was like, what is it about their style that I like? And I distilled it down. And I was like, if I put together an outfit that has those three elements, I feel cool. So now I'm going to try and like style from that place. And that's helped me get dressed.
That's brilliant.
I wear an... Thank you.
Also, I feel like we just have to say that like our Zoom is it's playing tricks on us today. So if you hear us
games
not
with our
interacting
heart.
As much as normal, it is playing games with our hearts. Mm-hmm. So if we're not as vibrant and interacting quite as much as we normally are, it's because we want to let the other person finish talking so it doesn't overlap in a weird way. Thanks, mm-hmm. Zoom. I do think that's so brilliant. I love the idea of a holy trinity. I'm going to have to think about that. All I can think about is Robin Williams in the Birdcage right now is at least
okay.
one of mine.
Tyler, I need to send you this. I just saw a TikTok about why Robin Williams as a person was a style icon.
Send it.
I will send it. And it was so cool. It was basically about how like for a comedian, he was really like stepping up his fashion game in a way that a lot of other comedians weren't. And he was wearing like designers and these really cool like ways that just felt very like him, like kind of like how like a Dennis Rodman was like, this is my style. I don't really give a fuck mm-hmm. what you have to say about it. Like, this is what I'm going to wear. Like really fucking cool. And I was like, wow, I didn't have the respect for Robin Williams that I should have as a style icon. And as an adult, I'm happy that I stumbled upon that information.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, he really, truly, so much of what he wore, and I know it's because, you know, 90s fashion is now popular again, but like mm-hmm. if you look at like a Charlie Puth, a Chris Evans, like they are giving that energy. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely a Pedro Pascal, like 100%.
Yes.
I love
They're
that.
Giving like
that's
whimsy. Yeah, whimsy, a little bit of femme. Mm-hmm. I just saw a picture of Charlie Puth wearing like trousers and like a granny cardigan, like over a tank top. And I was like, I'm very interested in this. I'm like, I love an outfit that I think looks hot on Charlie Puth and that I also feel like I could replicate myself.
Yes, I think that's what I love about Pedro Pascal style and Chris Evans style. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, these wide leg pants and this belt and a tight top. I could wear that.
It really makes me feel so powerful to wear like a giant pair of pants. I want to get like we've talked about this multiple weeks in a row. I want giant jeans. I want jeans that look like a circus tent. Like that's where I'm at as a woman.
You want Janko jeans. Mm-hmm. Get Janko jeans.
I need to just rip the Band-Aid off.
But you've got to buy them. You got to buy them, babe.
But my credit card is like, no, stop. You're hurting me. Ow. Stop buying $14 sourdough.
Fair.
Ow.
Ooch.
Ooch. But here's the other thing. I'm sorry to go back to the sourdough conversation. I'm old. I understand this. If you just stopped getting Starbucks for 3 days, you too could have $14 sourdough. It's just where you want to spend your money.
I say that all the time. I like to anyone who has ever given me shit about getting my nails done every 2 weeks. I'm like, well, you know what? If you didn't buy two drinks at a bar, one visit to a bar, you too could get your nails done every 2 weeks.
That's so true, Tyler. You like don't go out. So you probably spend so much less money on like, or you have more money to spend on things that you actually care about.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess it's all relative, you know, like, yeah. you know, I like, or if I'm going to go out, I want it to be like an event, like,
totally.
I'm like, let's go to like a specific bar, because I also don't drink beer. So I know that whatever I'm going to order is going to be like $15, you know?
Right. That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like lately I've been in the mood to like go out a lot because summer does that to me. But it's like every time I go across town, which is like where all my friends live for the most part, it's like $15 Uber. I get there, I get a few drinks, $15 Uber home. God forbid we want to go to another bar that's not walking distance. It's like, oh, great. I just had like a $100 night, like minimum. And it's like, what?
It's so easy to do.
It's so easy to do.
It's just so expensive. Hashtag inflation. But really, it's just like when, when I was just home in Arkansas, shout out to best friend of the pod, Hallie Mayo. Had such a great time hanging out with her, which I'm going to circle back to this because she told me a story from her dating life, her newly single dating life that I must share. She said it was okay for me to share it on the pod. And I honestly think it's like vital information because it was the truly badass, truly like it represents the summer. It represents the year of like one bleep, please. Like she really gives it in that way. Yes. So when I was back in Arkansas, just in keeping in line with this conversation about how things are expensive, let's talk about money. This is welcome to the money podcast. But really, I went to one of my favorite local coffee shops, and Fayetteville has like 100,000 people. Fayetteville is very chic. It's a college town. Like it's a great place to live. Mm-hmm. But things aren't like the cheapest. However, I did go into my favorite coffee shop, which only serves like for food. They only serve like elevated toasts. And I love a toast. Speaking of sourdough. So I ordered an avocado toast.
Oh.
And they were like, great, that will be $5. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I'm not like a ride or die avocado toast person. I like it. It's usually what I order because it's vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But like, what? I was like, $5? You only want $5? You don't want more dollars?
Oh my God. Astounded.
It shook me to my core.
At Summer House, that's like a $15 dish.
Yeah. Everyone over the price people charge for avocado toast.
It's actually fucked up.
Hideous.
Mm-hmm.
It is, because I'm like, y'all, I know avocados are expensive, but also you're just charging this because you know that we will pay it.
Yeah.
In speaking with Hallie Mayo when I was in Fayetteville, I love living vicariously, her telling me what's going on in her dating life, giving me all the tea. And she was, you know, was things were going on with a certain gentleman post a date.
Mm-hmm.
And he... This actually made me laugh so hard that I cried when she told me the story. But she was like, yeah. And then this guy was just like, oh, did you come? And I said, sorry if this is offensive to anyone. If it is, this is the wrong podcast for you, I think.
Oh, my God. Like, no. Let's talk about women coming. Yeah.
And she point blank, no irony, no syntax, says, no. And I said, that energy? That is the year of two bleeps, please. That energy is the energy we all need to be living with.
Like, that's so true.
No, I didn't. I did not.
She's in her, Hallie's in her Samantha Jones era.
Yes. Yes. So I had to share that because I thought we could all take that energy into our lives and move forward with it. Speaking of Samantha Jones era, and Just Like That is back. But what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say also like, just it's hilarious to me that, and I'm, you know, I'm glad that this gentleman asked her, and I hope that he went back to work when she said no. But it's wild to me that like there are dudes on this earth who just like can't tell.
No.
Yeah. Can't tell when a woman comes. Like,
that's what made me laugh so hard.
I'm just like, it's pretty like hard to miss, I would argue.
Yeah.
If it's actually happening.
Yes, same.
You know?
Same. Oh, God. Men are just so dumb. I did watch the first episode of And Just Like That.
Okay.
At my parents' house. So that was weird. So I had to, like, put my headphones on so they couldn't hear what was happening. And then would, like, fast forward all the sex scenes when they walk by. So I feel like I'm going to rewatch it, but Hannah, I mean, I know you talked about this with Danny and I don't know that I care. You know what I mean? I mean, I love it, And yet I'm like, I'm so bored.
Yes.
But I'm obviously watching for Aiden and Samantha Jones. Yeah.
Oh my God. I need Aiden to come back. Like, we need someone to ground this show in reality, because right now it feels like a three ring circus, and not in a good way. Not in a Britney Spears way.
Not, yeah, all eyes on me in the center of a ring. Yeah, just like
that's
the circus.
That's Che Diaz talking.
Those lyrics?
Yes,
that is
all eyes on Che Diaz in the center of the ring, just like a circus.
Yes, yes. And I have to say, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just bored. I did love. I mean, this is a spoiler, but it came out like almost a week ago. Anyways, I liked the ending of the first episode. Mm-hmm. I liked that they were going to the Met, and I liked what Carrie did at the end of the first episode, not to spoil it. But I don't know. I'm like, I'll keep watching this because I have nothing else to do, probably.
Yeah, it's like,
are you
bored
by it?
I am bored by it. I am. And it's like, I want to be part of this like conversation in the zeitgeist, so like I feel like I need to be caught up and just know what's going on, because I want to see people like make fun of it and understand the joke. But like and I said this on Danny's podcast, as far as I'm concerned, this show takes place in like a Coraline button-eyed like parallel universe that's not real, because like I think Miranda has been reduced to a bumbling fool, and it's like embarrassing and upsetting. And honestly, this is what fucking happens when Kim Cattrall says no, Samantha will not be the butt of the joke anymore. They just fucking move it on over to Miranda, and it really pisses me off.
Yeah, especially because Cynthia Nixon is such a fucking great actor. So
yes.
I just, and I'm sorry, but they've made her look like so desperate.
Yes.
And I don't think that's who she is.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what story they're trying to tell. You know what I mean?
Yes, like none of this behavior is in keeping with the Miranda we know and love. And the thing that bothers me is I'm like, Miranda has always been hilarious, but she's hilarious in her own very like grounded, like black and white, right and wrong, like lawyery Miranda Hobbs kind of way. Not in this like cloud in the head in the clouds, like slip sliding all over a sensory deprivation tank. Like it's just not, it's not Miranda.
Slip slide. I thought you were gonna start singing "Slip Sliding Away." Isn't that a James Taylor song?
Oh my god! If it is, I don't know it. But oh my god,
probably not. It's probably like Simon and Garfunkel. I don't know. I don't know music, y'all. Okay, but yeah, I don't know what story they're trying to tell. And I love that on Las Culturistas, they say that it's just a room full of third graders writing it, because I really think it's true.
It's so true. It's third graders, or it's AI, or maybe both.
Honestly, at this point, probably both. Yeah, probs both.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So TBD on that. But this month, I mean, July is going to be a really big month. We get Crappy Lake. We get the new Roni. We get Barbie month officially begins on Saturday, which is the same day that the fucking NASCAR race through downtown Chicago begins.
Wow.
So thank God it's Barbie month. I'm so glad you're missing that, Hannah.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like my vibe per se. Wait,
you don't want to go NASCAR? What?
Yeah, literally no. Tyler, what is your plan for your first viewing of the Barbie movie? Because I know you've planned it already.
Okay, well, so I haven't got tickets yet, but I'm trying to decide if I'm going to go to an AMC, because I believe they have the Barbie box. As AMC has great displays. I'm more of a Regal gal, but AMC has the best displays always. So I'm trying to decide what I'm going to wear, which is, I think it'll depend that day and the time of day we go. I do have like the full pink cowboy Barbie outfit, and I'm wondering if I actually want to wear that to the movie theater, or if I want to wear my like casual Gap Barbie outfit, which I really love. That's probably my favorite one I've created.
I love that. It's gonna be so
fun.
But
I'm excited, and it'll be so fun. I love that this month, like, it's just gonna literally be about Barbie, and it's going to be about pink. It's kind of my dream come true.
No kidding.
So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm really excited to just make my entire feed pink for a month. That's the goal.
Oh my God. So, you're like Flora in Sleeping Beauty. Make it pink.
Make it pink.
Yeah. I'm going to Barbie the day after my Marie Antoinette birthday party. I'll probably be violently hungover. Friend of the pod, perfect. Clayton, is coming to town for it, or for my birthday. And then we're going to go to like a 3:15 show. We're going to like a nice ass theater where they like bring you like, you know, like the chicken fingers to your seat. And we're just going to get comfcos and see Barbie together.
Oh, that's going to be so cute. I cannot wait for your birthday party. I cannot wait to see photos. It's going to
be my God. I actually am really proud of myself because I found this TikTok of this girl who threw a Marie Antoinette birthday party in like the most chic, amazing way ever. I'm like, did she get an Airbnb for this? Like, where even are they? Like, it's truly incredible. And I was looking at her outfit and I was like, that is the sickest outfit ever. Like, what is it? And I was able to piece together, because I'm a psychopath, what three items from Amazon she layered and in what way she layered them to get this like dress. And I'm like, I'm literally just going to copy this girl's outfit and credit her.
Good, as you should.
I'm like, I'm not that creative, but she is. Oh my God, thank you. I hope so. I really hope so.
What year is this? 22?
Yes, exactly.
It's your 22nd birthday.
It's my 22nd birthday. Let them eat cake, hunty.
I can't wait. I'm so glad we'll both be 22 at the same time.
I know. I'm so happy. I've been 21 forever.
Same. It feels like a decade. It feels like more than a decade, honestly. And it's just exhausting. No, thank God. Thank God we're out of that. I just like, I love that we, our Venn diagrams overlap so hard on our summertime sadness of like fear of missing out, but also like wanting to just lay and do nothing and not spend money. But also if we don't, then we're sad. So it really, you know, it's good. I'm glad it overlaps like that.
It's so true. It's important. So seen by you in my summertime experience. And I do feel like in some ways we're definitely living in the right era because, you know, we can shop online, you know, get Starbucks, all the things we know and love, go to Target, et cetera. But I also sometimes feel like we're living in the wrong era because I feel like if we had lived in like Bridgerton times where we could wear like a chic, like, but comfy, like glorified nap dress and just read a book and lounge on a couch all day, like looking hot. I feel like that's very us as well.
Yes. That's very us. 100%.
You know,
if we could really have rocked that Jane Austen time period.
Yes. You know? Just like lounging on a chaise. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, so good. It would have been so good. It really would have been.
You know what would be so fun?
You know, I was going to say, but then, you know, I was going to be like, well, then, you know, we wouldn't have had, and I was just going to list everything I would have missed, like iced coffee.
Yeah, Postmates.
And Crocs. Right, Postmates. Yes. Shout out Postmates.
Oh my God. Check out their TikTok, you guys. Follow us over there. Engage.
You better. You better.
I think something I would like to do in my free time. This is, I just want to say, the most Leo, like, masturbatory thing I've ever come up with. Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes, please.
To write a fanfic starring yourself. So whether this is me, whether this is you, listeners, you could do this as well. Right. Or let's just say imagine, because that's less work. Imagine a fanfic in which you're living in the Jane Austen period and you're a hot girl reading a book on a chaise. And the first moment is either the Duke or Lord Anthony Bridgerton comes into the room and like finds you. And you don't know each other. Your meet cute is just you're looking hot, reading a book, like lounging on a hot summer day. You're like, it's too hot out there. I'll just read my book and be alone. And then he comes in and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And you're like, oh, are you lost? And that's how it begins. And I just want us all to take that idea and in our free time run with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love that. I love that idea. Also, something I would need in the Jane Austen era would be air conditioning, which is something they didn't have.
Yes, I know. I was going to say, I'm tempted to be like, oh, it's a hot summer day. And you're like, I'm reading on the chaise in the AC because it's too hot out there. And I will not deal with it. And you know what? It's fanfic, Tyler. So we can make that a
it's
thing.
It's fanfic.
I won't even question it. Right. I won't even question it.
Thank you.
You know what I would love? So what would be really fun too is if we did like a Pride or like a Jane Austen, like Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice, Pride and Prejudice slash Bridgerton inspired
Prejudice
inspired photo shoot where we're like moodily reading on a chaise, but like with an iced coffee. That would be chic.
Wait, okay. Timestamp. We're gonna.
It's
do
giving.
That.
It's
That's
giving like Sofia
one.
Coppola. Like yes, it's a time like a period piece, yes. But we're kind of like Greta fucking Gerwig. It up a little. Yes, we're fucking it up a little for the sake of like
yes.
speaking to our modern girlies.
I love this. Okay, great. Can't wait. Cool. That's our vibe.
Timestamp.
That is our vibe, though.
It like, is.
Jane Austen with Starbucks. That is
yes!
literally our vibe.
Yes.
Yes. Or Kirsten Dunst's Marie Antoinette, but with Starbucks.
Yes. I will say I feel like the Pride and Prejudice girlies kind of had it made because they did, like you said, at that point, we were departing from the corsets and we were in a place of empire waist dresses as like a fuck you to the patriarchy, which I love.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was really it. And the boobs were out.
Yes, and, the like, boobs were perky and up, good. but they weren't in a corset. And that is the dream, isn't it?
Oh, that really is the dream. Just like let them live, laugh, love, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and like look fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So true. So
that's
true,
the dream.
It's the dream.
Wow. So true, bestie. It's the dream. I'm so glad we like just took time to catch up. I hope y'all are glad too. We just really needed to catch up.
Yeah.
We talked for a week.
This was fun. Lag aside, we're having fun.
Lag aside, we had a great time. Thank you for bearing with us. We're so excited. If y'all found us because of Everything Iconic or you have found our page recently, we're so glad y'all are here. Feel free to like and subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, we would love that. And we'll be back on track with more of season 3 next week.
Well, Tyler, do you have anything else?
I think that's it. H,
I feel pretty good too. Well, we'll all see right. you next week on
well
fuck. This is going to be rough. Wow, this is like viewpoints. We got to go.